brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work.
Budget, which made changing the delivery schedule. It was still like when Saturday mail delivery at some point, leaving smooth, safe, $1 million here.
Saving parents for speed. President Obama's outlined his budget already during the house.
Well, I picked up the
President Obama is making a clinical aesthetic pitch for his $3 trillion budget. It's popping up economic growth to be running
rampant. What am I supposed to do?
And some Democrats say the plan makes too many cuts to entitlement programs. Two key senators have hammered out a deal to expand background checks on gun owners. Republican Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says it would prevent criminals and the mentally ill from buying guns.
Nothing in our amendment prevents the ownership of guns by any lawful person, and I wouldn't support it if it did.
But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's still a long road ahead.
I want to make it clear from the start that this is a start, and it's not the end of our work. We still have a lot to do.
A vote to begin debate on gun control legislation could come tomorrow. A Florida couple accused of kidnapping their two young sons and fleeing by boat to Cuba being held in Florida on charges including kidnapping and child neglect. Joshua Haken and his wife Sharon were handed over by Cuban authorities. Their children have been returned to their maternal grandparents, who have official custody. The Dow is up 147 points, NASDAQ ahead 58. This is ABC News.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The man behind an elaborate internet hoax targeting a nationally known televangelist is explaining why he did it. Here's ABC's Karen Chase.
Justin Tribble, who set up a fake website and Twitter account claiming that televangelist Joel Osteen had renounced Christianity, says he doesn't hate the guy.
I'm actually a big fan of Joel Osteen. I like him. I listen to him. I enjoy his sermons.
So why did he go to so much trouble to upset his flock?
I didn't want to hurt the guy. I didn't want to defame him. I want a message to get through to this guy. Tone down the cliches and get real.
As for Osteen, he's turning the other cheek.
I'm really not angry. I don't feel like a victim. I feel too blessed that life is too short to let things like this get you down.
Karen Chase, ABC News.
Authorities in Maine say a man who lived like a hermit for decades in the woods may be responsible for more than 1,000 burglaries. Police captured Christopher Knight while he allegedly stole $280 worth of food from a camp in Rome. He said he hadn't spoken to but two people since 1986. ABC News.
Ah, springtime, mower riding time. No, four flat tires.
Yeah, and my bike is a flat tire. And my dirt bike, too.
Honey, the wheelbarrow and the trailers have flat tires.
Springtime, schmingtime. Ah.
Dear, wake up.
I had the worst nightmare. All of our tires were flat.
It's okay. We use slime tire sealant.
Oh, slime makes it easy to prevent flat tires.
Time to roll.
Yeah, let's roll.
Get ready for spring.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I have really messed up today, and I want to thank everyone for their patience. And we're up on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch us there. And that number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends, and I'm Tracy, and Sticks is in the studio with me. We call him Sticks, but his name is Lloyd because he's from the Sticks. I want to announce to you the Catch the Vision Saturday, April the 20th, 2013, at 8 a.m. It is the Women's Rally in the Valley. And they're going to have speakers like Pat Scarsella, Melanie Miller, Pastor Kathy Thomas, Sonia Williams, Allison Thomas, and Donna McAfee. And they want you to come out. It's only $15, and your lunch is included. And you can give a call to Judy Nelson for more information. Her number is 330-482-9263. And it's going to be a great day. And so they're going to have the Women's Rally in the Valley. They're going to be on with us, I believe, next week. But I wanted to let you know. And I have Rhonda Reed. I messed her name up last hour, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's perfectly fine.
I'm so sorry. And she is from the oil and gas industry, and she does information and education. Now, will you come out and speak to groups? Will you guys have someone here that will come out from your organization to speak to groups about oil and gas and give them information?
The answer is yes. And as I said, we did about 208 public presentations last year, and it's everyone from, you know, small community events. It could be a chamber. It could be a civic group. It could be we've done a number of presentations associated with different church groups. So, I mean, it's just really – about any public group, we never mind coming out and giving presentations at no cost.
There is within the city, there is a limited amount of information that's being simulated amongst the voters when it comes to the safety measures that are taking place. I mean, we saw this gentleman who was spilling brine.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets so much news. But they don't look at that. I mean, that's not the only – I mean, that's not – there's so much going on that has so many regulations and safety measures that I don't think we really understand. You want to speak on that a little bit?
Well, you know, on the brine issue, I think it's important for people to even understand why is there brine. And they confuse it with, for example, the water. The water we use, we're going to use water one time during the drilling operations. And it's a one-time water withdrawal. We're going to use water a second time, a one-time water withdrawal, during well stimulation or hydraulic fracturing. And then the third time where water is involved, which goes back to the incident there, is at one time Ohio was covered by OSHA. There's no way to change that. This whole region was covered by OSHA. And so there's a misperception that, number one, that oil and gas is found in, like, lakes or pools underneath the ground. It's actually extracted within the tiny hole spaces of certain rocks, which is why you need to stimulate the rocks in order to get the oil and gas out. Well, because Ohio is covered by water, salt water, that brine or ancient ocean water, sometimes it's referred to as oil field waste, is produced along with the oil and natural gas. I mean, I wish you could tell it to stay down there, but you can't. And right now, other than for some ice or preconditioning of roads, there really is no market for brine. I do think that we're not too far away from having that technology developed. You look at cruise ships, they can take fresh salt water. They have a way to recycle and treat it. It can show up at your table that evening. We are talking about ancient ocean water here. So going back to this incident, in 1985, or prior to 1985, you used to be able to actually discharge the brine into lakes or streams. there were great environmental laws that were introduced. Here in Ohio, we became one of the first states to require a Class II injection well to be used for the disposal of brine, which is basically taking it from primarily from one well into another. And it also became illegal to discharge into a stormwater or into a lake or stream. I don't know how any stronger you can make those regulations. It says you cannot. And so when you have an isolated incident, as you're perfectly aware of there in Youngstown, you know, I think the entire industry came out and said, absolutely under no condition should this be allowed. And, you know, this is where regulations come in place, and those that regulate the industry need to come down hard and swift, and I think that's what happened. You can't make that law any stronger than it is. And so nobody would support anybody doing anything unethical or illegal. And, again, if you look at the 65,000 active wells that there are in the state of Ohio, we have not heard about many incidents. And even this one incident, it's one too many, and nobody, you know, should tolerate that type of incident. And I think it's being addressed.
I think there's a lot of confusion. You see, people are seeing these trucks that are labeled brine backed up to streams and lakes around the area,
right,
and they're assuming that they're dumping. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Well, again, state laws are very, very clear. Most of these are called vac trucks, and so because we do need fresh water, one, during the drilling operations, we need fresh water during the well stimulation. You may be getting fresh water. It could be maybe something you bought from the city, municipality. It could be a township. It could be a local landowner's pond. It could be a reservoir, you know, anything where you've got permission. So vac trucks are very common. Fire departments use vac trucks a lot for very quick, you can withdraw water very quickly. So these same vac trucks or vacuum trucks that are used in the fire service actually started in the oil and gas business. And so what they're doing is they're pulling fresh water out. So some of them may be marked brine just in that once that tank is completely clean, they may also be able to haul. They're licensed, doesn't mean they are, but they're licensed to maybe also haul brine water. Again, a lot of times roads, and we saw a lot of it this summer, are going to be preconditioned with a type of brine. Doesn't necessarily mean it was from an oil and gas well, but we're going to precondition brine on the roads prior to putting ice or other things down, depending on the weather conditions.
732, your mic is on.
I'm sorry.
I've got a call coming in from 732. Want to know, let them know that their mic was on if they had a question. And also 314, your mic is on also. Oh, they're listening in. Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. I am amazed by the resources that are out there for anyone who wants to know anything about the oil and gas industry. And this is not new. I don't know where people are coming up that this is new and that they're trying to limit it. Can you speak to why people might be trying to stop this or limit this? Is it ignorance? Is it lack of knowledge? Is it what? Why? Because they should know just as much as I do about the safety measures that have been put in reference to the oil and gas industry here in Ohio.
I think that when it started with the fracking and what it was a way to say that we just want to ban oil and gas in general, but to be able to hide behind a word that maybe nobody knew what it was And just, again, the, oftentimes the way it's spelled with a K automatically has a negative connotation to it. And so I think it was a way to say, let's ban oil and gas without saying oil and gas. So they can say, let's just, we only want to ban fracking. That's like, well, we only want to ban drilling rigs, or we all want to ban pipes. And because, you know, you can, if you ban pipes, well, then B&M Star is going to shut down. But if you ban pipe, well, you're not going to drill an oil and gas well. So I think it was used kind of as an excuse. And then they tied it in with horizontal drilling. And they said, see, horizontal drilling is brand new, and therefore we should slow it down. And I would encourage your audience, those listening in, and I even have a copy of it, Popular Mechanics, August 1941.
Wow.
That's where the first horizontal well was ever drilled. It was here in the state of Ohio. So then they try and say horizontal drilling, hydraulic fracturing, this is all brand new. No, it's not. But the technology is just better. The fact that there's thousands of wells, even in Mahoning County, and people didn't know those wells were there, that's a good thing. And so the reality is, because over the years, nobody's known this industry and how many wells we've drilled, so you haven't heard about emergencies, you've allowed them to blend into the environment. Today, it seems like, because we've done a good job, has now come back to actually hurt us, in that people think that it's brand new. So it is frustrating as an industry, especially when people say all this is brand new.
Yeah, I've been making that argument for years. You drive down my little country road, there's a pump jack every quarter of a mile.
Yeah. You know, and again, if you think about even the way the technology has advanced, I mean, look at your Mill Creek Park.
Right.
And by the way, my husband proposed to me in Mill Creek Park.
Wow.
I mean, beautiful park. People don't realize there's 42 directional wells drilled under Mill Creek Park.
Are
which
you
is
serious?
Very similar to horizontal drilling. 42.
Are you serious?
And that park, a lot of the upgrades, it's been millions of dollars in royalties.
Wow.
But the fact that nobody knew that they were there, isn't that a good thing?
Well,
so
I would say so. I think it's a great thing.
You can set up off, and the goal was to have a zero footprint within Mill Creek Park. So you could set up the drilling rig outside and directionally drill, very similar to horizontal, underneath that where there was a zero environmental footprint. And again, most people don't even realize that.
Even my family
there in Youngstown did not realize that.
Yeah, the village of Sebring was able to negotiate into their lease that they got free gas for their community center.
Right.
I mean,
Look at the schools that are even converting, schools and small businesses converting their fleets to natural gas.
That's my baby.
Compressed natural gas
absolutely.
Is my baby.
Let me ask this. America is addicted to oil and gas. We are. Can we talk about petroleum a little bit?
Sure.
Now, when we talk about the Marcellus and Utica Shale, let me slow that down a little bit. The Marcellus and Utica Shale, what is that? What is the difference between Marcellus and Utica Shale? Or is that gas, or is that wet gas, or is that oil, or what is it? Or is it petroleum? What is it? What are we talking about?
Well, as I stated earlier, in Ohio, we can drill to 30 different geological formations. The question is it physically located on the property or not, which is where the mapping's important, because the formations pinch off, disappear, they could come back out again or disappear. So the Marcellus and the Utica, and actually more specifically, if you start hearing the word Point Pleasant, that's really referring to the sweet spot, if you will, of the Utica Shale that a lot of these companies are targeting. So they're a shale as opposed to a sandstone that contain oil and gas. The only difference between the formations is you need to think of a sandstone as like a sponge that has a bunch of hole spaces in it, only these are microscopic hole spaces where the oil and gas is trapped. The shales are, you need to think of it more of like a book, and it literally has one page on top of another, if you will. And so your job is to get in there and put those grains of sand in between those layers so you can release the oil and gas. Now, it depends on the geological formation. So the Marcellus, because it is in oil and gas terms, even though I hear it called very deep well drilling, it really isn't. It's still several thousand feet. And, you know, it depends on where you're at. It's deeper in some areas and shallower in another. It is only producing primarily a natural gas and a little bit of what we refer to as wet gas. The Utica, which is below the Clinton Sandstone, but it's above many other, the Knox Unconformity, the Rose Run, that is a shale play, but it's been down there a lot longer. And so petroleum itself, it means either a vapor, which is natural gas, or it is a liquid, which is crude oil, or it is something in between called wet gas. So most wells will produce natural gas and crude oil. The Utica, we're definitely seeing, is producing all three commodities, which is why processing capabilities is very important to the region, so you don't have to transport it too long. So the natural gas, we all know, can be used immediately. Before it comes into a home or business, we're going to add in a chemical. Just because it's a chemical doesn't mean it's bad, but it's a mercaptan, so you can smell it. It's for safety reasons that you're going to add that. The wet gas, this is where there's a whole lot of different products could be made out of that. Everything from propane and helium to pentanes and butanes and ethanes, and those are really the chemical feedstock for so many products, especially in the medicines. Crude oil then can also be refined, and there's about 6,000 products that can be refined out of crude oil, this is where your inks and paints, cosmetics, plastics, rubbers, synthetic fabrics, all of that comes from crude oil. So there's really several commodities coming out of that, although most people think of it as just an energy source. So I know we're getting into spring soccer. Those soccer balls that are going across those soccer games right now, those balls are refined from crude oil.
And a lot
again,
of people,
most people don't realize that.
A lot of people don't understand that there are many different types of crude oils, right?
Exactly. And in this region, ours is really referred to as Corning or Pengrain because it has a lot of wax or paraffin in it, and it's the first thing that's taken off in the crude oil in this area. That's where you get things like petroleum jelly and a lot of the waxes, a lot of the lubricants, a lot of cosmetics and medicines. So again,
wow.
Even if you go back to this initiative, and you want to, you know, my question is, if you would want to ban that, are they then going to take it to the level that they're going to then ban the use of any petroleum products? So you got 7 out of every 10 homes that's heated with natural gas in that area. Do those shut down? Do your factories shut down? Do you shut down the soccer games? You know, what about the medicines? What about paints? I mean, this is where it's just gone way beyond. We've got good regulations in Ohio, and you need to let people that are experts in this area regulate this industry to make sure that there are no problems out there.
Who regulate? Who actually has the authority over the regulation of oil and gas and drilling and the industry at large in the state of Ohio? Who does that?
In the state
people?
Of Ohio, yeah, different than some states. Number one, it starts with the landowner. And I don't care whether it's a city, municipality, a farmer, or a small property owner. It starts with them first because they have control over whether or not they want their property leased. Once the property is leased, then we enter into an exploration phase, which could take 2 years, where we're going to map basically what we cannot see, and we're going to decide if we even want to drill for oil and gas. If the company decides they want to drill for oil and gas, then the permitting process begins. And in Ohio, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, there is the Division of Oil and Gas Resources Management, primarily regulates the industry in Ohio, and it is cradle to grave. And I hear oftentimes, well, they only have so many inspectors, there's not enough inspectors, and that's often used as saying we don't have enough people out there to regulate the industry. What they fail to acknowledge is all the engineers, hydrologists, inspectors, field supervisors. I mean, you know, you really got experts that most local communities would never be able to hire geologists, engineers, just for the wells. And so that's why ODNR does regulate it. There are certainly other areas where it's regulated, and it could be from the Corps of Engineers. It can be from ODOT, the EPA. So it is an extremely regulated industry.
Listen, the number is 347-945-5229. I will be, I have Rhonda here, and she is talking to us about the oil and gas industry and the education of it. Rhonda, I am so amazed by the wealth of knowledge that you have. And as a woman, I got to say that, I said it out loud. And as a woman.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm amazed.
I'm not amazed either.
I've been around this business for a long time, and I've had great teachers in those 25 years. So I'm blessed.
Yeah, but you retained it all. You retained it all.
Hold on. I drive my family crazy.
That's okay. South Carolina, your mic is on.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, South, how are you?
I'm doing good. I was just listening there just when I came on, when you pulled me up. And just when she rattled off, I'm like, you mean to tell me, I know you get petroleum jelly, but they make makeup out of oil?
Absolutely, and I need my makeup in the morning, or you don't want me to come outside.
She's like not the George Conver, who George Washington Conver is.
Well, what's interesting is companies that were formed back in the 1860s, and there was a lady by the name of Mabel Williams that actually took crude oil over an open flame, and she cooked it to a black residue. Mabel Williams' company went on to become Maybelline.
Wow.
And the Vaseline that we talked about, and I've got some great historical videos. Again, it was the first thing that was scraped off in Ohio crude, if you will, and it literally went horse and buggy, and people would scoop it out just like ice cream. And if you think about pure petroleum jelly, it's still great on cuts and sprains and burns. So it's still something we're using today. It's just that I think a lot of times people forget where that raw material comes from. You know, when we go into the classrooms and we talk to kids about fossils and how oil and gas is even formed and, you know, again, getting into refining, you ask kids today where milk comes from, they think it comes from the grocery store. Again, you know, when you talk about these kind of bands, they have no idea that literally we wouldn't be using, you know, any of our electronics, any of our inks or paints, cosmetics. Think about that person with the artificial heart. Are you going to ban all of that?
Let me get this straight. Now, if all this is being made from crude, and they reduce the amount of crude that we import, not only is that going to make gas prices go up, but it's also going to make a whole line of products across the board go up. That's not good for the economy. That's not good for the economy at all.
Well, we have always made these products out of crude oil. You know, it is one of the reasons why our country is so reliant on foreign crude is because of all the products we make. If you, a year and a half ago, you said, where's our country's reliance on foreign crude? It was well over 65%. In just about a year and a half, as you've seen these shale plays take off across the country, for the first time, we are dipping well below 50%. And a lot of this exploration has just started. So when people are saying we can be energy independent in, you know, in a few decades, the answer is we've got the potential. One of the big concerns, though, as an industry, and it kind of goes back to what you're saying, though, is one of our big concerns is, okay, we know these natural resources are here. You know, we're blessed with great geology. But do we have the processing facilities? Do we have the refining facilities? And the answer is no. If you look at just the gasoline, it is the reason why some of the crude oil that we produce will be exported so it can be refined, which is a shame, just so that we can then turn around and bring it back into this country.
That's
so
great.
We really need to take a hard look at our own infrastructure. We've got the resources here, but we need the processing and we need the refining so that it can make a real consumer impact.
So what exactly is that new plant down in Hanoverton going to do? What's the purpose of that plant?
Yeah, that is going to be a processing plant. So it is going to be primarily for that wet gas. And again, this is where there's also a lot of excitement in the petrochemical industry so that there is local supplies. And again, that's where your ethanes are coming from and your propanes and your helium. And I mean, there's a huge chain that comes off of that wet gas, and that's what they'll be doing there is a processing of the wet gas.
Then once the good stuff's taken out of that, is the byproduct able to be put into a pipeline to heat people's homes with?
Exactly.
Wow.
So what you're doing is removing the wet gas, and again, you know, in Ohio and in Mahoning County, 7 out of every 10 homes uses natural gas as its primary heating source, and it is so it's very important that we have local supplies. During the 70s and the energy crisis, Ohio is one of the very few states that put into place what's called self-help gas during that energy crisis. And if you even look at the steel mills then and even Lordstown, you know, the reason why we were able to keep those open was because there were local wells on that property that could directly feed some of the manufacturing. We had local supplies that could directly feed schools and businesses. So we were not hurt, you know, because of having that local supply. But look at the businesses and the populations. I mean, we're the fourth largest consuming state of natural gas.
Yeah, I worked for several companies that owned their own gas wells to feed their furnaces.
Yeah. So,
Rhonda, I want to thank you. Give us the website again. You will come back and hang out with me. Would like to have you up to do some seminars. I'm going to call you when I get off the air because I'm going to start going around and start talking to people about this upcoming charter amendment to vote no on it. I'm completely against it. So I want you to tell me everything you know.
I will
so
tell
that
you
I can go with,
I know.
So I can go out and tell everybody everything that you've taught me in about 10 minutes.
I think it's important for people to understand, and again, the implications on this is far beyond the industry.
Well,
it is as a consumer and every other business out there needs to be thinking about the way that they can be negatively impacted by this.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't understand, don't realize it, that if they've got natural gas to their house, they can run their car.
But you're missing the point. You have to understand, we are, in the city of Youngstown, this Charter Amendment, even though it's unenforceable, it actually sends a message to companies, don't
right.
come here.
Right.
And we are trying to build here. And this industry is an industry that we've been, you know, we've been praying and waiting and wanting to have resurgence, and this is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
you can't throw out the whole thing because of misinformation. And my concern is we need an industry to give us a shot in the arm for the future, for our young people, for our education system, for things that are going on, for our economic development, and for our quality of life here. And we got good people here. And misinformation will kill you, but more than no information. And people need to know the bill is bad. Would you say, Rhonda?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that people understand. We cannot start making public policy on fear and junk science. And some of these people that are trying to create this also need to be held accountable for some of the misinformation. But it is a big concern for that entire area, especially as we're seeing a lot of new companies coming into the area. I never thought I'd see the steel mills reopen in Youngstown, and that is one of how many other businesses that have already been positively impacted, and we haven't even seen, you know, really a big increase, not to mention all the companies that are currently doing business with an industry that has been in that area for a very, very, very long time. And, again, it might be a business you might not have the word oil and gas cited. This is a huge impact on a number of businesses in the area, definitely a negative impact on potential businesses and jobs and other things in the area.
Rhonda, I've got another guest coming in, and I'm going to call you so we can reschedule and we can do this again. But give your website again, and I want people to know that they have things for your for people who are in school, if you want to know more. There is a list of jobs that are related to this industry and what the requirements are that you needed on their website. There is information for your news, your current events, what's coming up. People that want you, if you want to come out to your Rotaries and or your Kiwanis and your Toastmasters and your PTAs and PTOs, there is a contact on there. There's a lot of information on their website, and it's very, very easy to navigate through. Go ahead, Rhonda, give the website out.
The website is O for Ohio, O for Oil, G for Gas, E for Energy, E for Education, P for Program.org.
And I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I will have you back again because this information is so pertinent to the future of the Valley.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. When I come back, we're going to be talking with a friend of mine about love languages. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Again, tax time. If you get a tax refund, call Safe Auto for affordable state minimum coverage. Not only will it keep you legal, it'll protect you in case you cause an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO now. Drive safe. Spend less.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The world is changing, and radio is changing with it. Now your favorite station leaves your city and travels the world. It goes where you go, thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations right on your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps, or get started at iHeartRadio.com. Get closer to your favorite station than ever before with iHeartRadio.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I hope you're having a good afternoon. It is 43 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. And in studio, today is Wednesday, so you know it's hump day and it's stick day. And he's sitting in studio with me. I want to thank Rhonda, Rita from the Ohio, let me get this right, OOGEEP. And you can go to OOGEEP.org and find out information about them. They are premier with information. You will find out everything that you need to know about oil and gas on their website, or you can contact them. They will come out and see you. And you need to know before you start making decisions. You need to know for the future of your children and their education. You need to know for the future of where your job is, and if you want to change jobs in your career. And you need to know just as an FYI, because the industry will be in the Mahoning Valley. I have a friend of mine in studio with me, and we're going to talk about love. Dr. Gary Chapman, who is the author of The Five Love Languages, is going to be here in the Mahoning Valley Thursday, April the 25th at Powers Auditorium. And it's going to be presented by Achievers USA. And Mr. Landis is in.
George.
Mr. Landis. George Landis is in studio. Turn his mic up for me, Stick. George, he's on two. George Landis is in studio with me to talk about this. What made y'all bring in the love guy? I mean, come on now. What does love have to do with this? Business and love. What is that?
Who doesn't love love? and to know a whole lot about it.
What is love? I mean, you do Achievers. Tell us about Achievers before we go too far. Tell us about Achievers a little bit.
Well, you know, Achievers is a professional development company. We take companies and help them to enhance the skills of their people. So it's personal and professional development.
Okay. So now you got personal and professional development.
Right.
And you're bringing Dr. Gary Chapman to talk about love.
Right.
Personal development.
Well, I would call that the center of all communications. For example, not too long ago, my wife works in Cleveland, and so sometimes she gets home a little late. So one night I decided to clean the kitchen, do the dishes, do the whole thing. And she comes in. I say hi. She says, hi, hon. And she sits down. And we talked for a little bit, and I said, well, didn't you notice? She said, well, what? I said, I cleaned the kitchen for you. She said, oh, thanks, hon. That's beautiful, the whole thing. But that's not her love language. That's an act of service. It happens to be my love language. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
how everybody has a different love language.
I had a similar thing happen to me the other day. My wife works from home occasionally, and I went in while she was getting dressed in the morning, and I set her computer up for her and plugged everything in and got it all up and running, and she walked in there. She didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
And you guys get so upset when we don't know the stuff when you do it. So tell me, you know, because that's true. People relate. I've seen Dr. Chapman, and people relate to their triggers differently than others.
Exactly.
And we assume that, you know, some people are vocal, some people are action. What are the five? I mean, do you know the five? I know you do.
Yeah, the five are words of affirmation.
Okay.
Obviously, you're telling people things that encourage them, inspire them. That's my wife's, by the way. And mine is acts of service. That's one of mine.
Okay.
I think everybody likes receiving gifts, and she likes quality time. By that, I mean that she likes to sit down at dinner with my daughter and myself, and we talk about what happened that day. And so she likes at least a half hour, 45 minutes of quality time. And then, of course, everybody likes physical touch. Well, I shouldn't say that. Some people, you're right.
They're not touchy-feely.
But these are the five love languages, then. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
And he's going to be at Powers Auditorium this upcoming on Thursday, the 25th of April.
Exactly. That's Thursday evening, by the way.
Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. And tickets are $20 for general admission.
Right.
$35 for reserved and $45 for VIP.
Right.
And where can I buy tickets from?
You can buy them from the Symphony Center.
Okay.
Or you can buy them online.
And you hear the commercial running, and please go down. I think it'll be a great night.
Yes.
I've been able to see Dr. Chapman on Oprah.
Right.
I was watching Life Lessons or something.
Right.
That's how I found out about him.
And I actually attended a seminar that my wife made me go.
South Carolina, are you on there still? He's out there somewhere in the space.
Right.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We're talking about love languages. When you went to see him.
Mm-hmm.
You must have found something that you like because you are a part of bringing him here.
I loved it all.
Why did you? I mean, you're a man.
I know.
Men don't talk love language.
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no?
Well, I think we do talk love language. Anytime we listen to somebody, give them some quality time, that is a love language. If we use words of affirmation, that's a love language. If I touch my wife, kiss her goodbye, that's a love language. So we use them every day.
How important is it for people to know about everyone's language, and how does that really deal with their quality of life?
I think that's a very interesting question, and I believe that, for example, a boss or a manager may in fact relate to his or her associate with and through their love language. In other words, they would try to find out exactly what their love language is. Some people like gifts every now and then, you know, words of affirmation. So, I believe that each individual, I think we have all of these, but I think we prioritize certain ones.
So let me ask this. When we look at the love language, when we say love language, we're looking at a male-female relationship.
Right.
But I really didn't pay attention to this skin work in the work at workplace also, because you need to find out what makes people move.
Exactly. What motivates them, what inspires them. Excuse me.
And so when I find out what motivates them and what inspires them, then I can actually have a better working relationship with them?
I believe so. Absolutely.
I've never thought about that way.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
That's an interesting concept with the love language. Because when you look at love language, you look at affirmation, service, gifts, time, touch. But you're looking at your personal life, not necessarily your business life. But when you think about it, in your business life, you also need to know what motivates people to do better.
Exactly.
Because productivity is, and if you treat everyone the same, you may not get the results that you want.
That's true. Everybody has, I'll say, a different button in a sense. But again, I believe that we have all of these love languages, but we prioritize them. And if you find out what's one and two for that specific person, I believe that you can connect with that person a lot more effectively.
So now, in the book, I have not read the book yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
well,
I have
not.
To. I need to read it?
Yes.
I'll put it on my things to do list.
Yeah. And the thing about Dr. Chapman, by the way, is that he's very engaging.
Is he really?
Oh, he's humorous, he's entertaining, but most importantly, he's very, very valuable.
What'd you say, South Carolina?
North Carolina.
Listen. No, he's South Carolina.
One part of the Carolinas.
This is South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we have a North yet.
I've heard Dr. Chapman on several occasions focus on the family. And if you have, after all this time, you've not read the five love languages, ooh, you're missing something.
Is that why I'm not in love?
No.
Because I haven't read the love languages. Is that what it is?
Well, not only does it help you understand other people, but it gives you a very good understanding of yourself and how you love and how you want to be loved.
That's a great point.
Hmm. Sticks?
What?
Do you know your love language?
Not really.
Have you ever thought about it?
No. Actually, a friend of mine brought this book up to me, and I haven't read it either, so.
I don't even have the book yet.
I don't even own the book yet, but he told me about it.
Will I be able to buy books that night?
Yes, you will.
Okay,
and also tapes.
Okay, great.
Before, during the intermission, and after the program.
Now, South Carolina, you read the book.
Yeah.
You are married. Did it help you with your relationship with your family and with your working relationship?
Oh yeah.
In what way?
It helps you to understand. Okay, like my wife, she likes her love language from me to her is. She likes getting stuff, okay? You know,
yep.
and so I'll go out and I'll, just for the heck of it, I'll go buy some flowers. Or I'll go by and I'll get her a book she's been talking about. And she absolutely eats that up. Me, on the other hand, I like, just tell me you love me. You know, just tell me you love me. I don't have to have all that stuff. That's fine. But that's how I am. You know, but if you read and do that quiz and read the book,
it will actually tell you exactly, you know, what you need to know about yourself. And it'll let you know why you feel so neglected when you don't get the kind of love that you're looking for.
Would you guys say that people do what they think they people do what they want, but not necessarily what another person needs?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
I think it's very
that's
wise.
Their love language, though.
Yeah, but see, my love language and your love language is different languages. But sometimes I'm speaking Chinese and you're speaking, you know, Cantonese, and we miss signals because I'm doing what I'd like for you to do for me, but it doesn't turn you on, and vice versa. Would you say that, George?
Yes.
Move this mic a little bit.
I would definitely say that. But I would also say that once you understand your significant other's love language, it'll make that relationship a whole lot more effective than what it has been up to that point.
Let me ask this. Because I said I know who he is. I've watched him speak. And I would encourage everyone who is in the listening audience that can make it to Youngstown, Ohio, for the upcoming event, please make so and make your way that way to come and join this and have dinner downtown Youngstown. It'll be a great event.
They won't be sorry.
No. But now, how does it work with children, with young people?
It works great.
And raising young people.
Yeah, we have a young daughter. She's 15, and I've tried to implement it. In fact, I have, and it works.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it help in helping raise her?
It helps you to
because
understand.
She's 15.
Yeah, it helps you to understand what motivates her. You know how she can get to where she wants to go.
And encourage her.
And encourage her in that particular way.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you know our young people need to. Be motivated, encouraged to move forward. But if you don't understand what motivates them, it's kind of hard to push them
right
effectively forward.
Yeah, and I think that's true of everybody. I really do. You know, we stop and think about relationships. It's really the most important thing in our lives. And the quality of our relationships is critical.
So for an hour and a half, I'm going to improve not only my personal relationship, but my business relationships, and as well as my relationships with my surrogates.
And with yourself.
With me?
Yeah.
How am I going to publish? I know what I want.
Again, it'll help you to understand what motivates you. And by doing that, of course, you're going to also help you to understand what motivates others. Because it's not necessarily the same thing. And oftentimes we think that it is, but it isn't.
I'm going.
You're going.
I'm going. I put it on my calendar. Thursday the 25th, I'll be at Powers Auditorium, downtown Youngstown. And I plan on being there.
That's too far away from home for a weeknight.
What do you mean it's too far away from home on a weeknight? No, it's not. It's a nice evening out. It starts at, hold on.
7:30.
It starts at 7:30, which means doors open at 6:30. You can have dinner at 5:30 at V2.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the Lemon Grove.
Right.
Yes.
Or one of the restaurants downtown.
By the way,
Dr. Chapman calls it a date night.
What about me? I don't have a date.
Well, get one.
No.
Jeff and I will find you a date.
No, I don't trust you guys.
South Carolina. You'll help me fly.
Yeah.
No, we'll find you a date.
No. I like flying solo. Solo is good. Solo is not a bad thing because that means I can improve my love languages so that when the person comes,
you'll have a date.
I'll have a date, and I'll understand how to relate better.
But if you take your date with you, then your date and yourself can both find out what your love languages are, and you can make it even better on the way home.
No, you don't take a date to the love.
Especially if it's the wrong one.
You don't take a new date. Yeah. You don't take a blind date to the love language class.
Well, you might
meet somebody at the love language class, but you don't take the date to the love. That's not what you did.
Right.
I don't think.
You know, if you want to, Tracy, you could go and take the test and find out.
That'd be just too much like right. Why can't I go
you
and
go,
find
you,
it? You don't take sand
to
the beach, right?
Yeah.
So maybe
right
there might
to,
be
right
some
the
there might be some sand
the
at the beach.
Well, you can go to the website and take the test.
You can print
it out if you want to.
I'm afraid to find out.
I think you
out.
Should print it out and post it on a bulletin board over there.
Yeah.
So I want. Then that makes all of the co-hosts, we're going to all take the test, and we're going to put them on the walls so we can know everyone's love language, so we can better get along here
That's
in
right.
radio.
That's right.
Now, that I like.
So we can take on Rush.
We've already taken on Rush. The question is, can we beat it?
We need, that's what I'm saying, so we can run over Rush.
Absolutely. We're going to steamroll over Rush. Listen, I've got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We want you to call in and have a conversation with about love and love languages and tell us what you think about what we're talking about and how do you think it would best benefit you and your environment. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. It's a bipartisan deal that some say could be a big step forward in the debate over gun control.
Sponsors say their bipartisan plan would keep criminals and the mentally ill who should not be allowed to have guns from getting them. Republican Senator Pat Toomey says it closes a loophole.
What our measure will do, it'll expand background checks to purchases of firearms at gun shows and over the Internet.
Sponsors say the bipartisan plan would still exempt sales between family members and other private sales between two people. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
The NRA says expanded background checks won't prevent another shooting. President Obama presenting his budget proposal. It includes cuts to popular programs like Medicare.
If we want to keep Medicare working as well as it has, if we want to preserve the ironclad guarantee that Medicare represents, then we're going to have to make some changes. But they don't have to be drastic ones.
Republicans say the plan still has too many taxes. Democrats say it unfairly targets entitlement programs. We're learning more about the suspect in yesterday's attack on a Texas college campus.
Police north of Houston have now seized a computer belonging to Dylan Quick, the college student accused in the attack. Harris County Sheriff Adrian Garcia says Quick was apparently born deaf and bullying may have played a role in his motivation.
He has shared with us that he has had fantasies about stabbing people since the age of 8.
Police are now looking into if Quick talked about his plan to stab classmates in an online chat room. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Federal disaster plans for nuclear power plants now call for evacuations of a 10-mile radius. A new government report says it might be time to change that because people living further away may panic and flee on their own, delaying the escape of others. The Postal Service putting a plan to end Saturday mail delivery on hold for now. The Dow is up 135 points. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Still working on your income taxes? There are only a few days left to get them done, and to Uncle Sam, like it or not.
We don't like taxes, but we don't blame the tax collector. According to this latest ABC News Washington Post poll, 56% of Americans have an unfavorable view of this country's tax system, but Americans are split on the IRS. 49% view the agency favorably, compared to 48% who don't. However, when it comes to limiting what you send to the IRS, Americans are all for that. 85% say you should try, legally, to pay the lowest taxes you can. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
It could be a few more hours before a stretch of I-80 from Wyoming to Nebraska reopens. A spring storm has created travel problems from Wyoming to Chicago, delivering heavy snow, strong wind, and rain. Parts of the East Coast, meanwhile, have skipped spring, gone straight to summer, with highs near 80 degrees and
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
330-781-9600, 1-800-530-WSOM, or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Number one thing he hears from couples on the brink is that the spark is gone and they feel like roommates. A few days ago, we took a poll on Facebook and Oprah.com asking, how many of you feel more like roommates than a married couple? Oh, Lord. It was so sad. Pitiful. Here are the results. 60% feel like they are living as roommates. Christine and her husband, Brad, are here, and they've been together 10 years and say they feel like roommates. Yeah.
Yeah. We do. We feel like, I feel like that. The spark is gone. Mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't what it was like in the beginning. To the outside world, this perfect relationship and, you know, we drive nice cars and we do nice vacations. But in our four walls, we're like, you know, that 15 minutes pass and go when we only communicate when it's about the children. Mm. And I feel like he has a hard time communicating to me, sharing his feelings, so then he can't do that, so then I get angry. And then he clams up, and I get even angrier.
Okay, let's see your love languages. What are your love languages? Quality time, words of affirmation. All right, go at it.
Well, you know, one of the things I think you're experiencing, first of all, is a very common thing. When we come down off the high of the in-love experience, which didn't take any effort at all, and if we don't know each other's love language, what happens is the love tank gets empty. Neither of us really feel loved. The differences get bigger. We end up arguing with each other and without resolving anything. And after a while, we're asking, why did we get married? We don't even like each other, you know. And I identify with that because in the early years of my marriage, my wife and I went through that same sort of scenario because we had no concept of the love languages in those days.
Tell me about the love tank. You talk a lot about it in Five Love
Languages. I just use the love tank as a picture, you know, the gasoline tank in the car. If it's empty, the car's not going to move. And the same thing is true. And I like to picture inside of us there's an emotional love tank. If the tank is full, that is, we genuinely feel loved, then life is beautiful. If the love tank is empty and we don't feel loved, life begins to look pretty dark and the differences get bigger. So I think, you know, the key in terms of how this particular insight could help If you understand that her language is words of affirmation, then you're going to look for things that you do see positive in her, and you're going to verbalize that to her. That's going to make her feel a lot better because she's hearing some positive things coming from you. And what I hear him saying, his language is quality time, that means he wants to talk with you. He wants to be with you, but not always discussing the problems and the conflicts. Can't we just sit down and have a good conversation about, you know, something that's positive in life? And the more you can give him undivided attention, the more he's going to feel loved by you. When both of you feel loved, if the love tank is full, it's much easier to solve the conflicts that exist between the two of you. Every couple has conflicts. Some learn to resolve them and some don't.
How long have you all been married?
10 years.
So I think what you said and what you say in Five Love Languages, which has been on the bestsellers list for 283 weeks, is that you have to know, because people get married and they have this sort of fantasy, and also, as you said, you don't have to work at it for those first couple of years. If you're lucky, you're just, you want me to take out the trash? Anything you want, I'll do it, yes. And then that starts to dissipate. And people think, well, the euphoria is gone, that means that we've lost it.
Yeah. Yes. Or we made a mistake. We shouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah.
And I identify with that because, as I said, I felt that in the early years of my marriage when I came down off the high. But if we can understand going in that there are two stages to romantic love, there's the in-love experience, and then there's
Which is euphoric.
Then there's the one that's far more intentional.
Yes.
And we have to learn how to communicate love. But the need is still there, and the ability is still there if we get the information on what makes them feel loved.
I thought that was so key because I know so many people think when they go into what they call the roommate stage, or we're not communicating, or he used to do, or we used to go to these places and you used to be so, that they think that that means you've lost it. And you're saying you haven't lost it. You're just making a transition into the next phase.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Dr. Gary Chapman, who is the author of The Five Love Languages, is going to be here in the Youngstown area, and they want you to come out and join them. And listen, and I played a clip from Oprah's Life Lessons class or something on that little, because I don't watch that either, sorry. And South Carolina said he's participated. Computer guy in the chat room said he's seen him, and George has seen him also. Fix and I, we're
behind the curve.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to go see the love language guy. I'm not taking a date because I'm going to find a date at the love language, and we're going to learn how to manage our love there.
That's right. Exactly.
Right?
You're going to go find somebody else and learn how to talk about love.
Right.
Good.
And while we're at the love language class.
Good.
And it's going to be on the 25th of this month. You hear the commercials we're playing here on WSLM AM 600, and it is put on by Achievers USA.
Right.
And Achievers deals with professional development, and it is an organization of professionals that come together every month to deal with skills to enhance your professional and personal life.
Right.
Because happy life, happy wife, happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
Pretty much. And you got to have a happy. And if things that you spend so much time in is not giving you contentment, then it's very, very difficult for you to go out into the workforce and be productive. And if your productivity at work is not doing what you want to do, it's kind of hard for you to be productive at home. And so what they're doing is they're marrying the two with Dr. Chapman, and they're going to talk about love languages. But I've come to the resolve in the last 45 minutes with George being here, the love languages that we're talking about
exactly
goes into the workplace also, because I need to know how to motivate and how to work and work next to. You spend a lot of time with your coworkers. I don't think you realize
about
how much time you spend with your coworkers.
About a third of your life.
You spend more time one-on-one with your coworkers than you do with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to know how to love their language and their love languages so that you can work better.
Especially people like policemen and firemen.
No, not even policemen and firemen. You know, just here in the box. You know, I spend more time with you guys than I do with individuals outside of here. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at 6 hours, 3 hours straight, one-on-one. Jeff is 9 hours, one-on-one. Some people spend 40 hours a week, one-on-one, looking at the same person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time.
Right.
I'll tell you what, things change when the kids are out of the house is when things really change.
I'm quite sure.
I mean,
and you need to know it before they come out the house, because when they come out the house, you know, you need to have a relationship before they leave.
Well, it'll either break or make a marriage. I mean, my wife and I, since we become empty nesters, it's like being teenagers again. We were having a blast with each other.
But
so many families, so many couples, when the kids leave the house, it's like their bond leaves.
And I understand that. I've never had children in the house, but I can imagine going from everything is centered around your children to now I have to talk to you, and I don't have kids to talk about.
You always have kids to talk about. They never quite leave.
Well, that's different. Because after a while, even when they leave,
right,
they still don't have, I don't have soccer. And we're talking about, did they call today? No, they didn't call. Have you heard? No, I haven't heard. Hey, South Carolina, 773, Chicago, your mic is on.
Well, it depends on what demographic that you're speaking out to today, because if you're talking about the black demographic, that means most of the black males are in prison. They got babies, and they never been married.
Chicago.
Mother.
Chicago, baby, darling, honey.
So I don't know where I work with that.
Listen here. Listen. I ain't talking to people in prison. I'm talking about the man down the street with the suit on. I had coffee with a man this morning. He was a black man with a suit. He wasn't incarcerated. How am I going to know his love language? He ain't in jail.
Well, is it, 55 or 60% black women in America unmarried?
So what? The reason why they're unmarried is because we haven't learned the love language. We ain't learned how to love one another. We don't know how to talk to one another. See, most black folks...
They're too busy being bossy.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. But most black men, they're not going to come in and give you a whole dissertation of information verbally like that. They might just look at you and pat you on the butt. That means they love you. You need to know what that means. And not be tripping because you don't, I love you, and giving you this whole dialogue. They may not talk. You need to know he don't talk. And so don't be mad that he don't talk, because his love language is not verbal. His love language is, you know,
touch.
Spending time and touching. And it's more than just, you know, sleeping together. He just wants to rub up against you. You know, sometimes you got to know the difference. Then he might not be incarcerated, because he won't do nothing stupid to make me run away from home.
Touch.
Physical touch. Sometimes that's what it is. I need to know. He need to know that mine is not touch, but mine is gift. I like stuff. But don't go out and steal it to get it.
Now you're talking about probably 30. You're talking about probably 30%.
I don't care about who's in
black males in America.
I've come to the resolve. I may not be with a black man.
Males are unemployed.
Who cares?
Then another 15 or 20% are in prison, and then you got another percentage that ain't taking care of their kids, and then you got another percentage that sell drugs and
Chicago,
not doing anything. A man is a man. A woman is a woman is a woman. Okay?
And it don't have a color on it. And I'm no longer seeking after the year of the black man. I decided to become international like my brothers. You know, that's what they do. I'm going to do it too. So I don't care no more. If you're in prison, I ain't talking to you. But if you ain't in prison, I need to find out who you are. I need to know what your love language is. South Carolina, pull him up.
And then if you look at the professional, black males.
Listen,
no.
Your occupation does not change what's between your ears, man. It doesn't change your heart. You know how you'd like to be loved.
That guy you was talking to with the suit on, Tracy, might have been headed to trial.
No, he wasn't headed to trial.
No, this is Youngstown. Nobody goes to trial in a suit,
no,
except the attorney.
He was headed. That's true. That's so true.
Nobody.
No, they don't go to trial in a suit here. They go to trial in a T-shirt here. He was a businessman. I'm just saying, you know, I wasn't trying. I'm just saying out loud. He's probably listening. I can't believe she didn't turn my little business conversation to something. But you know, I'm just being real with this. Hockey Yonkey, how you doing?
I was talking to a young black male the other day. Well, I guess he's about in his mid-30s. He was in business, had became a millionaire, and guess what his product was?
What?
Male enhancement.
Bianca, you would come up with something.
No, like that's true. That's true.
Now, Bianca, you just got married.
The products.
You got married not too long ago, right?
Yes, I did. Go ahead.
Have you found your wife's love language?
Oh, I knew that before I married. I had to.
But how did you find out? What made you find out? What got to her? What motivated her? What turned her on? What was going to make her happy?
Tracy, it's practice. It's practice, practice, practice.
Well, no.
There's no one street that leads you directly to the house. So you have to go through some trials and some trials and errors. But being me with my experience and my charm and my knowledge, because I always refer to the Styx Encyclopedia, it was very easy.
What is a Styx Encyclopedia?
I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of another man so eloquently toot his horn? Go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
I mean, what is a Styx Encyclopedia?
Oh, Styx is a very informed person. I love listening to him talk on things.
Well, thank you very much.
And see, we have conversation, and your conversation is other than football scores and basketball loops. It brings out the interest in a woman.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, I just show up and go to work.
Tracy, see, you're going to have a difficult time because you're not the average black woman.
What do you mean I'm not the average black woman?
Your discussion
is
way out there.
You ain't
you would intimidate. You would intimidate most black men that I know, which is a good thing.
Why?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Because
actually, I think
the topics of your conversation would.
I think Tracy would intimidate most men.
What are you talking about? No.
Just think, they had a show where he was talking about how black conservatives complain how they have to live a double standard. And you and I know that. I mean, everyone in the room there know that because we have and take on, what I call sense views. And you have those. So more likely, majority of the people that you sit down that'd be on the other men that you sit down with that be on the other side of the table would have a opposite political and probably a physical view than you do.
You know what? I can blame my cousins and some of the guys that I grew up with, it's their fault. I'd call them out because some of them listening to the radio, Vernon. That's rude, ain't it? But it's their fault. I mean, I hung with the guys, and they were great. They didn't trip. They didn't have a whole lot of drama. And that was kind of cool, so I hung with them, and it worked. And so it's their fault that I am the way I am, but I'm not intimidating. I'm a wuss. I am. I'm a really a laid-back kind of guy until we talk about politics and we talk about social justice. We talk about money.
But, you know, your previous guest, that was talking about the energy,
yeah.
That was a very good conversation that you had. And I was wondering, on the licensing process, is it expensive or is it drawn out? Or just how easy a process that is?
You know, I'll have her back again. I do know that there are several classes that are being held throughout. I mean, just certifications.
No.
Hold on. There are just certifications that you have to work within the oil and gas industry here locally. That the just the certification class that you take for 9 hours in a day, they're $1,700 for the class.
Now, Bianca, do you mean licensing to drill a well or to work in the industry?
Oh, if you had the inkling that you had gas underneath your property, just what would be the process to bring that up where it can be commercialized?
Millions of dollars worth of permitting and
that
should
change.
Pull it up on your own.
Yeah, you're not gonna get couple of guys together and pull up enough money to drill an oil well.
So basically what you're doing is leasing your property out in order to tap into those resources.
Right. In Ohio right now, a standard lease is paying $5,000 an acre for signing bonus and 20% of the gross of what comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
Mm.
But if you want to work in the industry, if you have a company and you plan on working in this industry up close and personal, the certifications that they're – the class – today they had a class and it was $1,600
per person,
just for the classroom certificate to say that you went.
Right, and just the training alone for pipeline welders is just years in the making. I mean, a couple of years.
Yeah, so I'm talking about just the company. The company itself, if I have a company and I am whatever,
right.
I want to work within this industry, you've got to be certified by certain regs.
And the money you have to have for bonds is outrageous, too, because when you start laying pipeline and stuff, you have to post bonds. And yeah, it's not for small. What we have coming to the area is not for small fries.
No, you have to have some cash with you when you come, and then you have to be able to let some of it go. Well, yes, South Carolina.
Not to mention the graph, you're going to have to pay to each EPA.
That'd be nice. This is public radio. Listen, I got to go back. I got a guest, and I only got about 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and finish up with open mics. Don't go anywhere. But I've got George Landis.
Yes.
George Landis. Are you related to the Landis family?
More or less.
You know the Landis family I'm talking about? Wasn't there a Michael Landis?
Yes.
Michael.
Wasn't it Michael Landis? Little House on the Prairie?
It was Michael Landon.
Michael Landon.
That's a little stretch.
Same thing.
But that's okay.
They didn't know how to spell the last name.
Okay. Right.
What are you saying, George?
What? You just reached right behind you and pulled that one out, didn't you? That's what I love about you, Tracy. You're always thinking on the fly.
Tracy, listening to all this, one of the things that I sort of gleaned from this is that this really helps a person to get out of themselves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And give their thinking and thoughts to other people. So now you're thinking about what is it that really pleases other people.
Right.
So mm-hmm. It does help you to get out of yourself. And understanding actually precedes appreciation. So as Dr. Chapman says, this teaches people to understand one another and what their wants and needs are. And by doing that, you can fulfill those particular needs.
I don't know if I fit any of these.
Oh, sure, you fit all.
Go online, take the test.
You already said.
Buy
like
the
gifts.
Book and then take the test.
Huh? You already said you like gifts.
But that doesn't do anything. That's when you're gold digger.
She also likes food.
Yeah, I like food. See, food is not on here. Chocolate's not on here.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
But I would give you chocolates if I knew that's what you like was gifts.
Yeah, chocolate will get you far. Chocolate will get people really, really far with most women.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Most. Mm-hmm. Not all, but most. Hey, you're listening
to
Tracy. Yes, Al.
You know, that's why sisters love me, because I'm a chocolate, deep, dark chocolate brother.
No, that's too chocolate. No, that's too chocolate. You didn't go on too far. I'm talking about, I'm a Brix, B-R-I-X, isn't it? Brix chocolate?
I'm not aware of that.
Brix chocolate's the little chocolate. It's here locally. B-R-I-L-X. Brix.
No.
It's chocolate you eat with wine.
Philadelphia, Cantor, Garant.
No, not Garant is good.
Oh.
Brix, it's called Brix. Mm-hmm. And it comes from Ghana. And it is a wonderful chocolate. And it's made here in the valley. And that's my favorite.
How can it be from Ghana if it's made here in the valley?
I can't help how the boat got to Youngstown, but the boat got here just like Dr. Chapman's going to be here on Thursday, April 25th. You know, he can fly. We're global.
25th, right.
April 25th.
Right.
At 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30. Go downtown and have dinner. Stop at Charlie Staples.
Date night.
Mm-hmm. Go to Charlie Staples. If you're married, take your spouse.
Get a babysitter. Leave the kids at home. Take your wife out for dinner, and go listen to Dr. Chapman.
Are you going to come with us?
Bingo.
Don't be chicken.
I don't think I can get there.
What? You're not allowed to come in the city after dark?
I won't go to this without my wife, and I don't think I can get there in time.
Tracy.
Yes,
Tracy. Do you think we can, get it for Diva?
It would be good, wouldn't it? We need to get Diva here.
Yeah.
Because she needs to know all the love languages she could possibly find.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, George, thank you for coming. Come back and visit us again.
Oh, thank
because
you so
we're
much.
Gonna, and talk about achievers, because I'm really impressed with achievers. I've had the opportunity to be a participant as well as to just attend.
Right.
And Achievers is a great organization
that will
do great things in the workplace. It's nothing like anything we have. It's not like Leadership Mahoning Valley. It's not a competitive thing. It is a place where you go and work on personal development.
And professional.
And personal and professional development.
Right.
But I call them both the same because that's what they are all in one. Because when you learn one, same thing with the five love languages with Dr. Gary Chapman. That's going to be this upcoming 25th. You can use these techniques not only in your personal life, in your home life, but you can use them in your work life, in your personal life, in your networking life.
Right.
You need to know people.
Exactly.
You need to know what they need.
What makes them tick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll come back with an open mic. We'll recap the rest of the day. Tomorrow is health and wellness. Dr. Brandy's going to be with me. Don't forget that Doris and John Bullock will be with me, and Dr. Matt Mason will be with me. And tomorrow we will talk about health and wellness. So we'll see you on the other side of my break.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com. Or 600WSOM.com. Now,
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. leave a bed, get a real job, support your family. Cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number, again, is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, your mic is on 732. Is Larry, is that you?
That's Connie.
732?
Connie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Well, welcome to Tracy and Friends again. We're glad to have you.
Thank
you. Should have pushed your button. I'd have pulled you up a long time ago.
That's okay, darling. I'm just listening and learning.
What you learning? You learn about love or learn about oil?
Love and learn about the oil and the gas in Ohio and just whatever they talking about. I'm just listening and learning. It's a joy to be here. And I was coming back sooner, but I couldn't find the number, and now I know how to get to it.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Because you had invited me back, and I said I'm going back because I like to go where I'm invited. It's always a blessing in pressing your way out.
We're always invited here with Tracy and Friends. This is what we do here.
Amen.
Hey, Dirk, I can't believe you just walked out on us. You came in, you talked to us, we liked you, and then you went away and didn't come back. I don't believe that.
No, I will always. I'm like MacArthur, I shall return. No. We'll get it, don't get it messed up. Don't get it messed up. I will be back. No, I just misplaced the number for Tracy, that's all.
Well, I'm glad you found it.
But I'm diligently and I'm diligent in what I do, so I will get back. I always get back.
George is still hanging out in the studio, so I'm glad you got to stick around. We don't let you just kick back and relax and just listen in. That doesn't happen. My mom is on the line, and I've got to tell y'all something. Mother is always right, which is bad. Let me tell you what she did. This morning I was leaving out the house. She said, "You need to put on a coat." I said, "Look, it is sunny outside, and I'm not wearing a coat. I'm not wearing hose. It is springtime." She said, "No, weather's getting ready to change." I said, "Well, they told me it was going to be sunny and warm." I said, "No, the weather is going to be, it's going to be great." She said, "No, it's going to change." I want you guys to know right now, I looked outside the window, and it's pouring down rain.
We got thunder and lightning, buckets of rain, cats and dogs falling from the sky.
What happened?
My grandma tell us that, Tracy. You better be careful what you're doing out here with them heist up dresses on. You're going to have arthritis when you get older. Mm-hmm. Got to hang out.
I'm not going to have arthritis because I'm not related to that part. Listen, I'm not getting arthritis. I'm not having any of that. But right now, I'm going to be wet going to the car because it's raining. What happened to the sun?
Don't you keep one of those little plastic bonnet
rain
things
bonnet
in your purse?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I've got more rain. I got more rain gear in the car.
You didn't bring a single thing in the station, did you?
It's in the car. Mm-hmm. I got umbrellas, got ponchos, whatever it takes. They're in the car.
My wife keeps one of them rain bonnet things in her purse. You need to take a lesson.
Have you learned? Have you seen how small my purse is? Six.
That's about the same size as a wife's.
Yeah, but see, she don't carry all this kind of stuff around with her. I carry computers in my purse.
No, she carries hardware with her.
That's because you guys are nuts. You always try to shoot something. That's why y'all got a love language. Y'all go out shooting.
See, that's right. We do.
If you don't
the family that shoots together stays together.
If you don't like it, you got to go out and have a conversation at the shooting range.
Yep.
With a gun.
Yep.
Ooh, hey, Tracy.
Yes,
where do you see the backup she's got?
That's what I'm. See, there you know something wrong. Something's wrong with you guys. Y'all's not supposed to have. You're supposed to go out to the love language class with us and learn how to communicate.
Tracy, I saw the perfect gun for you. It is a 25 automatic It has a pretty pearl handle on it. It can fit in this, inside your hand, and you can conceal it in all kinds of places. So, you know, it won't be intrusive. Nobody.
How many bullets does it hold?
It's got 10 rounds. You
okay, see, I need plenty of bullets.
Plenty of them, she says, Trace.
I need plenty of bullets because my aim is off. Because, see, while I shoot, I close my eyes and pray.
All right now.
What?
What? When I shoot, I close my eyes and I pray. And so I ask God, please let me hit my target. And I just pull the trigger and just start to shoot. And I tell everybody, duck. That's what you do.
No, you're supposed to aim at what you're shooting at.
I do. I close my eyes, and I pray, and I start to shooting. And whatever is in the way, when I say duck,
it's shot.
If you don't duck, you get shot.
That, oh, my.
No.
Hey, computer guy, thanks for putting that up on my page. I appreciate Dr. Gary Chapman being here in Youngstown, Ohio, and putting it up on Facebook. So the people can get it out. I appreciate the computer guy because he makes us do good and look good.
Amen.
You know, I got some great friends. Yes, South Carolina.
I of course, Stacey Dash. I mean, she just made a comment about, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce going over to Cuba, and now they are just absolutely just calling her all kinds of names and. You know, all the rest of this stuff. And I'm like, listen, how in the world can there be a travel ban to Cuba and regular Joe Blow on the street can't go to Cuba, okay? But these two people can go, and it's not even a cultural exchange site.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a cultural exchange.
South Carolina.
When you got that kind of money, anything you do is a cultural exchange.
No, that's not money. That's not money.
That's Illuminati.
That's celebrity. There's a difference. If they were not celebrity, that's celebrity.
You don't think Trump could do the same thing?
He's again, that's celebrity.
Steve Forbes.
That's celebrity. What's happening is if you go over there, there are people with lots of money who want to go visit their family in Cuba, and they can't.
Exactly.
So there's a difference. See, money's not negating their allowance to go there. It's their celebrity that's allowing them to do things that are outside of the law. And that's where the problem lies. The problem lies is not that money makes you go. It's your name that allows the door to open. Do you really think that anybody else could go over to Korea, North Korea, outside of Dennis Rodman or someone like that?
Yeah, you got a point.
Do you think, I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce can go?
They took,
but the person who has their children who are there, they can't go see their own children or their own family or their own mom and dad, no matter how much money they have. That's where their inequity comes from. Who is Jay-Z and Beyonce, and what gives them the diplomacy and the ability to go across into a system like that where you're not supposed to go and visit?
They're FOBs.
What is that?
Friend of Barack.
Oh, that's different.
No, it's more than that.
What is it?
It's the Illuminati. They hooked up. They got the hookup.
Oh, see, you'd have gone somewhere else. That's what I say about
it. No, I'm very serious. They know where they want to go. And when they get ready to go, as soon as they want to be there, flash their signs and do anything they want to do. That's a whole other day's show.
It's late in the day.
Don't get me started.
That one.
Yeah, we'll do that one on a Friday. This upcoming Friday, we will not be here, guys.
Okay.
We're going to go, and we would recommend that all of you go to see Miles Monroe over at Touch of Heaven Church in Canfield on the corner of 46th and Skyline. We will not be here. It's $25 to have lunch. It is a break for the staff here at WSMR World for Tracy and friends. We're going to be playing the best of so that we can all go see Miles Monroe. He is a top-selling author. Tomorrow I will probably play a clip of his in between my segments because he is someone that I want to see up close and personal, and I want to hear from him one-on-one. I read his books, and I think he's phenomenal, and I would suggest that all of you, if you have a lunch break, some personal time, that you, if you can, make your way over to Touch Heaven and to see Dr. Miles Monroe. I promise you it will be a life-changing experience. and very rarely do you get to have him in Youngstown, Ohio. I don't remember him ever being here before in my life.
Trace, how far are you from Pittsburgh?
We're 90 miles from Pittsburgh, about 45 minutes.
45 minutes, okay.
Isn't that about right?
I'm coming.
You got to do 45 minutes and 90 miles in 45 minutes. That's 150 mile an hour.
Okay,
it is, and better.
You go, go.
Go.
To get to
Six.
What's that?
She just told you why she had to change cars.
She sure did. Yes, she did.
From my house.
No, it takes longer than that.
No, for me
you
to come.
You must live in Newcastle.
Well, I live right there on the line on 422.
Oh, that's possible.
So is that possible?
Yeah, that's possible.
I'm right there on the line, so. Yeah,
you're on the turnpike down 60 and into Pittsburgh.
No, I'm going to the airport. Me, the airport and IKEA, we got a lot
yeah,
there going on.
But,
going downtown Pittsburgh, I get lost going
but
in
it
and
takes
lost coming out.
Well, that's okay. That's why we're talking a different language here, because it's another 30 minutes from the airport into downtown Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm coming to Pittsburgh the 25th of May.
Are you?
Okay.
And I'm going to send you some information on that.
Please do. You have my email address?
I have, no, I don't have your email, but I got your, you're my friend on Facebook, so I'm going to
okay,
inbox you.
Okay, that'll be great.
Information. I'd like to see you come to this thing.
That'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah, we're about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
From
where I am. From here, maybe about an hour and 10 minutes.
To downtown?
Downtown.
Hour and a half.
No way.
Yeah.
No, you guys are going too slow on that.
I used to drill in Monroeville.
An hour and 15 to the airport.
Yeah, I used to drill in North Versailles. And it was an hour. I used to drove up in the Navy Reserve in North Versailles, and it was an hour and 45 minutes each way.
The speed limit is 65, 75 miles an hour. Y'all
going too
slow.
65.
Oh.
And on the way out of Chippewa, between Chippewa and the airport, it varies. 55.
Yeah, there's some 55 in there.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Which way are y'all going? Y'all taking 68? Because that's not the way to go to Pittsburgh.
You can get on the turnpike,
and you get off at exit 1 and go down 60.
No, that's not how you go.
You can go the back way also.
You go the back way.
Yeah,
that's how I go. I go 14 becomes 51.
Six, you live an hour from me. That doesn't count. You're in Damascus.
It's a long way from Syria to Pittsburgh. You know that, don't you?
That's what I'm saying. That's where you met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
That's right, on the road to Damascus.
You're in Damascus.
I would love this line. I promise you, I just
find it.
she ain't kidding, New Jersey. I do live in Damascus.
I'm serious. He lives in Damascus. You listen. I went to his church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's kind of enlightening outside. I went to this church on Sunday. It took me an hour to get to his church in my house.
But you saw a lot of pretty scenery getting there.
Yeah, but you can only go 25 miles an hour to get there.
No, you can go 50.
That's country for sure now.
That's what we call him Six.
She got she got stuck behind a combine is what happened.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And Jordan's telling me it takes me an hour and 15 or hour and 20.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Mm-hmm. That's because he's going slow.
I'm telling you.
You gotta be late for the airplane.
Maybe upstairs.
14 over to 51, down 60.
Listen, 14 over to 51, down 60. You can go that way. But if you go the back road, ain't nobody. Wait a minute, they have no police the back way because you got to wait for the deputy sheriff. Do you live in Damascus? Do you have a police station?
No.
See what I'm saying? Not a problem.
Goshen Township does though. And they like to hang out.
But they only got one.
That's a strange deal because the north side of 62 in Damascus is in Mahoning County, and the south side is in Columbiana County. So Goshen Township, Mahoning County, can't write a ticket if you're speeding on the south side of the road. They tell me.
Now y'all don't have Goshen Township.
We got Goshen and Damascus. Do you see
that's
what
right.
I mean?
Oh Jesus. Stuff going on down in that neck of the woods.
You
got Goshen Township on the road to Damascus.
I'm scared.
back in the 40s, there was no dancing at Damascus High School.
Like
I know that's right.
They wrote that movie by one.
Yeah.
Oh man,
my Lord Jesus.
Down.
See, that's live on this line because you know the whole lot on this line.
We got a wonderful crew here, and I appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Listen, you hear Dr. Gary Chapman's advertisement here, and we play it here, and we'll be playing it from now until the 25th. We started it earlier, and so now when you hear it, pay attention. It is an inexpensive day night to go out with your wife. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's also for singles.
It's also for singles?
Yeah,
I can come?
He has a book, Five Love Languages for Singles, also.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Hold on. Me too. Five Love Languages for Singles.
Right. And for marriage. A second book.
What am I going to do with the Five Love Languages for Singles? Because me and my dog, we got a great relationship. She understands my language, and I understand hers.
Well, you can continue that relationship.
I mean, we got a thing going on there.
And
then there's
the possibility of another one.
And she loves to be pet, you know, brushed. She goes and gets a. No one taught her how to go get a brush. So we got that going on.
A guy likes that too.
Mark.
What, Stick?
Nah.
What? What?
I can't go there.
Don't.
No.
Don't. Your NASCAR Mobile One hat wearing guy. No, don't go.
Yeah. You know, though, I never did realize the importance of pets until our daughter moved out. She got the beagle.
Yeah, now you know.
When she got that beagle, I thought that was the biggest mistake she ever made. And 4 years later, that was the best thing she ever did.
You have no idea. Pets make you realize the world is okay.
They teach you unconditional love.
Yeah,
right?
They do.
Tracy,
yeah, Chicago.
You should say it's all right, too, for your urban listeners to go there with their baby mamas, too.
Chicago.
It's just like it.
Chicago.
I had to get off this mile with y'all.
Chicago. Honey.
Yes, ma'am.
We are changing the urban mindset.
I see that. It's a paradigm shift going on here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, New Jersey. There's a paradigm shift. It is.
That's
changing.
Oh.
And
we're bringing the family back to the urban setting.
Absolutely. We're going to bring the family back to America. That's the only way we'll survive.
That's right.
That's why I appreciate Achievers and what they're doing, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to build up the family relationship so that people can cohabitate and build.
Relate.
Yes.
Amen.
That's important. How are you going to build something if you can't build a family? It is the easiest thing
to
build.
The family is the foundation of the society.
That's what I'm saying.
And
if
that's
you lose
why
that,
it's over.
And we're trying to lose it. So the only way that we can get it back is to build it.
That's right.
People need to know how to communicate with the people
that
they live
right
with.
There. That's very
Even
profound.
Though they shouldn't have slept with them first in the first place.
That's right.
I said it out loud.
Oh.
What? It's the truth.
Marriage is for life.
It's supposed to be.
Well, you couldn't prove it by me. I've been divorced 30 years.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm praying that don't happen. I'm
out
working
of the
on
boat
it.
Trying to get divorced.
Ooh.
Jumped out the window on a boat. Trying to get away from that one. So I ain't running to jump in nobody else's arms, I tell you that. Orlando Bonte. not me. I'm not that girl.
But the problem is, guys forget it's cheaper to keep her.
No, not anymore. They let everybody get out easy.
Yeah, everybody
gets out easy.
Pass. Yeah, they are.
You have to keep her happy.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to keep her and keep
and
her
she
happy.
She has to keep you happy.
But you got to love her to want to keep her happy. And what fails is we fall into lust before
Tracy.
We fall into love.
Right.
That's right.
You don't necessarily have to love her to keep her happy. You might be scared of her.
Oh, Jesus.
That don't work no more. See, we're no longer scared. We're no longer safe. We no longer love. We are in relationships for the pleasure of the moment. Most women are in the relationship for the wedding and not for the marriage.
Okay, now, Jay.
Well, a lot of that's we invite God to our births, marriages, and deaths, and we don't invite him the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
A lot of women are in love with with the wedding and not with the marriage. And
in love
see,
with
after
the
a while, that dress gets gray,
mm-hmm.
and you have no idea what to do with what you have. And if you don't know how to communicate effectively, and that's why I appreciate the Achievers bringing Dr. Gary Chapman in, if you don't know how to communicate and really pay attention to your person that you marry,
it's really hard to live in the house with them. Because after a while, love gets old. Yeah?
Hey, you're in New Jersey. Tell me this. Why in the world would a woman spend anywhere from $8,000 to $5,000 for a dress? They're only going to wear it one time.
So didn't I just get done telling you we get married for the wedding?
Mm-hmm. To impress that man on the wedding day.
I just wrote a check for $958 for one of them dresses.
But you know what? South Carolina? It's because of society. We have put more focus in the wedding than we do on the marriage.
Amen.
But you understand? Really think about it. A girl dresses up to become the princess, but she ought to be the princess in any dress.
Amen.
Well, I can get married in the backyard if I love him.
That's where we got married.
Right.
My wife's parents' backyard.
We can resort it back. We can take it back to a biblical sense.
20 years later.
We can take it back to a biblical sense where God said he's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle, and he's coming back for his bride. And so we're to do certain things to be able to be his bride. And so let's bring it back now to an earthly realm. And she thinks she needs to have on this $10,000 dress in order to be a bride, and then he might slap a clean stupid the night of the wedding, and then what about that dress? Blood all over the dress. So you like Tracy said, we're more in love with the wedding than we are with the man.
And again, that's
but see, there's a problem here, because if my daughter's husband to be lays a hand on my daughter, I have a land, I have a gun, and I have a shovel.
But you've raised your daughter in a way that she pays attention to what you just said. You have to realize today, our society, remember, we talked about this, I think, last week.
Yeah.
You can go out and get a day-after pill without...
At 10 years old.
Yes. And nobody asks you anything, and they have to sell it to you.
Right.
Do we understand what society is actually doing to its children? So by the time
we're taking away all the innocence from our children. For one
genocide
thing.
Too.
So by the time you get to have the father daughter talk with your daughter, she'll tell you some things that you didn't know.
Right.
And because daddy's no longer there to have the conversation.
But mommy's the one that took her to buy pink stuff at
Victoria's Secret.
When
that's
she's
what I'm
5 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Prostitute.
There you go. Hey guys, we're at the end of the day. I want to thank Rita, for being on with us. You want to go to that website for those of you who are listening locally. You want to go to OOGEET.org. .org. And it is in actuality. Let me give you the real name, not just it. It is the Ohio Oil and Gas Education Program. OOGEET. .org. And you get information on oil and gas. Don't hear it from the news. Don't hear it from, TV shows where they show a person smoking a cigarette and blowing up. Go and do some research, because it's going to affect your life, and you need to know a little bit about it. I want to thank George Landis for coming in and hanging out. He is from Achievers USA and coming out and hanging out with me today. You're going to come back again, I hope.
And thank you so much, Tracy. It's a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you.
And a wonderful opportunity for our company.
Oh, you're always welcome. You're always welcome. You guys are my friends. Thursday, April the 25th at 6:30.
Right. It powers out as well.
Oh, 6:30, doors open, 7 o'clock, 7:30 the program starts.
Right.
At Powers Auditorium. It's going to be in the main.
In the main. Right.
Powers Auditorium, and if you, those of you who are in the listening audience who may or may not have been to Powers in some time or been downtown Youngstown, you want to come. You want to come see downtown, because downtown is not the downtown that you've read about. Downtown has new life.
And have a great date night.
A great date night?
With Dr. Gary Chapman.
Can I get a date? And if anybody's looking for a date, somebody call me.
Me too. First of all, the number 732.
777-9311 is the phone number. Hey, listen, we're at the end of the day. Tomorrow is health and wellness. And as I said, Friday, we will not be here. Jeff won't be here. I won't be here. None of us will be here. We will be with Dr. Miles Monroe. And we're inviting all of you to come and join us. And if you can't be, listen to a best of day. Sticks, it's good seeing you.
Good to see you,
I'll
too,
see Tracy. You again on Monday.
Yep, I'll be here.
George, I'll see you soon. I want to thank you. South Carolina, hopefully you'll be coming to hang out with me tomorrow, because tomorrow's Health and Wellness. They're going to tell you how much weight I have lost and how I'm doing mentally, which is not very well, because you can tell.
Alrighty.
And then we're going to talk about whatever else comes up, comes out. We'll see you then. God bless you and have a good day.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Trouble getting around the house. Independence is important to them, and I wanted to help. Early & Sons relocation made the house safe with a floor plan that allows easy access to every room, special fixtures, and hand railings. I worry less about them when they're alone. Early & Sons relocation offers downsizing, relocation, and moving services, handyman and lawn care services.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The U.S. and the rest of the world, for that matter, is still waiting on North Korea to launch a missile test. It's something that we're told could happen at any time. The top man at the Pentagon says the U.S. will be ready.
Our country is fully prepared to deal with any contingency, any action that North Korea may take. Or any provocation.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the U.S. can protect its interests and those of its allies. President Obama presenting his budget, and they're not too impressed on Capitol Hill. Republicans say it is too much spending, Democrats not enough.
The Obama budget was dead before arrival on Capitol Hill. It reprises an offer he made to Republicans during the fiscal cliff negotiations, a gesture that went nowhere. Now Congress gets back to the laborious work of writing its own spending mix to fund the government starting October 1st.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Two senators, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey, have come up with a plan to expand background checks on gun purchases, but in careful language.
Both Republican Senator Pat Toomey and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin have strong records of support from the National Rifle Association. The NRA, in a statement, does not condemn this.